Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not so new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say that there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Speaking of Halloween music, you may have heard today's guest when we were playing Halloween music last month, when you heard her parody of Meghan Trainor's All About That Bass about Frankenstein. Brent Stanley, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All About That Frank, which is not a single. It's something that I found on your YouTube channel. And it's fun. And I wanted to start there because we were just playing Halloween music. And I heard that song earlier today. And I thought, you know, I have to ask her about that, how it came about, why you decided to do it, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I was living in LA at the time. And it was way... Like we made the decision very soon or too late, basically. I think Halloween was like a week away. And I got this crazy idea. I was like, I love this song. And, you know, maybe I can find a bass player that would be willing to dress up like Frankenstein and just do this silly little song with me. I don't know. So we didn't even have a Frankenstein mask. I did find a bass player that was willing to do it and to videotape it with me, but we needed to find a mask somehow. So I think I posted on Facebook, and luckily someone had one that we could borrow. And we just shot this video, and it just turned out, it was just really fun. We were laughing a lot, and you know, it's not the best video in the world, but we just had a blast making it. I love doing stuff like that.
And just even if you haven't seen the video, just listening to the song, it is fun, and it's hard not to smile when you hear it. So yeah. I just had to ask about that. Now, because we play tons of Christmas music, you actually got on my radar 4 or 5 years ago, approximately, when you sang "Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas" with the Tony Guerrero Quintet. Am I saying his name right?
Tony Guerrero. Yes, he's amazing.
And I could have sworn that that was either a single or on an album, but then I tried to find it tonight and I can't. The video is still up on YouTube. What do you remember about recording that?
Well, I had met Tony, and I remember feeling really nervous about meeting him because my executive producer, before he was my executive producer, has known Tony a long time and introduced us and said to Tony, you know, you guys should connect. Bryn's a jazz singer. You're an amazing trumpet player and band leader. And why don't you collaborate on some kind of project? So Tony, I guess just to you know, he heard my voice and liked it. And he offered to record just for fun. Again, another thing, just on YouTube, just to do something a little amateurish. And he got his band together and we went into a recording studio and we just recorded it. And probably, I think it was like 2 or 3 takes, not even. I believe we used the first take, actually. But don't quote me on that. But yeah, it's still up on YouTube, but we ended up recording it and putting it on the new Classic Christmas album. Yeah, but it's not actually professional and really, really, really good this time. I was a little more seasoned at that time.
I was going to say the new version that's on Classic Christmas is different, sounds similar but different than the one that you did with Tony.
Yes, a little bit.
Okay.
Definitely. I mean, a string section helps.
Right.
You know, it's magical on the album. Both are great.
And then there was the Selfie with Santa single that I think came out before your Christmas album, right?
It did. Yes. So I wrote that years before I had any idea I was going to be recording a Christmas album. And that was with Nick Dillinger, a producer of mine in Los Angeles. And I don't even know how I came up with the concept, honestly. It just kind of came out and I fell in love with it. And I wasn't sure I was going to be able to have it on Classic Christmas because they weren't sure it was would fit the classic genre. So they took a chance and I'm so glad they did, because honestly, I needed one of my originals on my album. And I think it does. It fits perfectly because I think my album's a little bit more like Michael Bublé, and he's got a pop classic sound, and I think that's what I'm trying to go for. So I'm glad it's on there.
You can definitely hear that.
And I'm a little biased.
before you had even said that, it never occurred to me that your album is Classic Christmas and it's filled with all these classic Christmas songs, and right nestled in there with it is Selfie with Santa. And it sounds like it fits. Absolutely sounds like it fits.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're saying that because I love it there.
Yeah. No, when Classic Christmas came out a couple of years ago, there was tons of great reviews. It seemed to me, and I'm sure you were paying more attention than I was, that when this came out, it seemed almost every day there was some other publication, some big that we've all heard of and some that maybe you haven't, that were talking about it and what a great album it was. That must have just spun your head around.
I remember the first one. I think I was at a baby shower, actually, a friend of mine's, and I got this notice that Country Living Magazine made us one of the top 10 Christmas albums coming out. And I almost fell over in my chair and I was so excited. And I think I was more excited about that than winning the candle at the baby shower, because I won this gift if I guessed something correct, and I did, but nothing topped being in Country Living, I will say.
Oh yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So you had the video that you did with Tony, and then you had Selfie with Santa, and was doing a Christmas album kind of on your radar, or was this something that came up later that you decided to do?
You know, it's so funny. It was always on my radar. And before I moved to Los Angeles, before I had anything recorded, I kept saying to people, you know, I just really want to record a Christmas album. And they laughed because they said, you know, before you record a Christmas album, let's do some other things first. So first I recorded an original album, and then I did a classic album with things that could be played year round, which kind of makes sense. I get that. And then I was able to finally do the Christmas album, and it just feels right. That's kind of how I feel about it. I love it. Love the Christmas season and the holiday season.
Were the songs that wound up on Classic Christmas, were they stuff that other people said, you should do this and you should do this or you should do this? Or were they a mix of your ideas and theirs, or was it all yours?
You know what? I can actually take credit for that, because I was sitting by my fireplace and I remember my producer saying to me, you know, you need to come up with some holiday songs that you love that really speak to you. And I mean, with that direction, that helped me. And I just would spend hours in front of a fire listening to different artists and what spoke to my heart. And that was kind of easy, because Bing Crosby and Nat King Cole have always been that for me. And I started with them, but then I kind of explored into other artists. I never knew Elvis Presley sang any Christmas songs ever. And I discovered that Santa Bring Me Baby Back to Me song. And I just was like, this is a gem. This is amazing. And I told my executive producer about it, and he said, you're not going to believe this, but that is my favorite Christmas song of all time. I was like, well, then that's definitely going on the album. That's meant to be. That's too cool.
And then you also did a really neat, cute video for that song. I don't remember if you did videos for the other tracks on that album, because that one just really sticks out. What do you remember about making the video for that?
I remember, I mean, it was a lot of fun. First of all, we shot it in July, and we were so not in the Christmas spirit, but we got in it pretty quickly, because the videographer's mom showed up with all of her Christmas decorations, and she just, as they say, decked the halls. So she completely decorated this house from top to bottom. It was like three different stories of Christmas decorations. And then we had hot cocoa going, a little bit of wine. We did have a little wine. You know, we had to make spirits bright. And just a lot of fun. It was a good crew. And my brother was there and he was shooting behind the scenes. So it was very special. It was a great day. Never forget it, honestly.
And it's on Classic Christmas. It's such an interesting mix of songs with Selfie with Santa is on there. And there are some that Jingle Bells, Rudolph, Let It Snow. But then you've got This Time of the Year, which is lesser known than a lot of these. Is there a particular version of that that inspired you to record it?
Yes, actually. And I'm hoping I can remember the artist. I think it's Brooks Benton. Mm-hmm. I discovered him. That was another artist. I had never heard that song ever. And it came up and it hit me. Like my heart, not to sound too much like a girl, but it really hit my heart and soul. And I actually showed my sister and I said, "Do you like this song?" And she said, "Oh my God, it's amazing." Absolutely. And long story short, you know, a month went by and I was still on the fence about whether I wanted it. And I told my sister, I was kind of like maybe thinking I wouldn't have it and do something else. And she goes, "Are you kidding? Are you kidding me? That has to be on the album." I was like, "Okay. All right, Jackie, I'll put it on the album. That's probably a good call." So you can thank my sister for that one.
I will have to do that. That's one of my favorite tracks on the album. I love that song. One of the things that really leapt out at me listening to these songs is that they sound like You Believe It. When I'm listening to one of the tracks on Classic Christmas, I feel like you're there, you're in the moment, you care about what you're singing. This isn't just being put in the booth and say, "Okay, you're doing Jingle Bells now. Okay, you're doing Rudolph now." It feels like these songs mean something to you and you know, you're not fooling anybody when you sing them, that it's something that matters to you.
Well, thank you. That's probably the biggest compliment I think I could receive, because I definitely, that's how I feel. And thank you.
You're very welcome. The thing about Classic Christmas for this year is when you go and check on Spotify or wherever it is that you listen, stream, buy your music, you'll see that there's an extra song on there now. There's your version of What a Wonderful World.
Yes. Yes. My executive producer, Eric Lindquist, he felt very strongly. He wanted that song on the album originally. And as a team, we didn't think it was right at the time because it's a Christmas album. So it's not a Christmas song. So it felt a little bit like, you know, this is a little misplaced, but since the pandemic, the timing is so, I think it's so perfect to have that song. I think these are times where we need a song like that back in the world, especially during the holiday season, to kind of remind ourselves what life is all about.
And, you know, well, I like it when I get a Christmas album and it's all Christmas songs, or it's all Christmas songs and one New Year song. I know you have, you had originally ended the album with What Are You Doing New Year's Eve, that they all seem to fit together. And you've added this one on. And when I listen to it and What Are You Doing New Year's Eve ends and What a Wonderful World comes on, it fits. It just fits.
Yeah.
It does make sense. So that's great that that's on there now. Were there Christmas songs that you love, that you wanted to record, that you just didn't have the time or they couldn't make the cut?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I'm hoping to plan to record another Christmas album. We were hoping for next year, but it might be more like 2023. We're just so happy with how Classic Christmas is doing so well the last couple of years. And we're kind of going with that first and we'll see where it goes. But I don't want to give away too much because I'm definitely planning on that 100%. There's definitely songs I love so much that I wasn't able to do, but it's exciting that I'll be able to one day.
One of the things I really enjoyed last year was on Facebook, you did, and I can't remember what you called them now, but it was a little Facebook Live, kind of a mini concert.
Oh boy, you watched that.
I did. And it was, and especially at Christmas time.
Okay.
House arrest. That was, yeah, the house arrest. And that was, it was really fun. It was like being a part of somebody's Christmas party. I know the situation's not quite the same this December, but is that something that you're even considering doing again?
So it's funny you mentioned that. So I just spoke to my dad, who is my, I don't even know what you call it, co-host. So just to the listeners that don't know what we're talking about, we, during the pandemic, we couldn't leave our houses, obviously. So I had a lot of fans and friends asking me if we could do some Facebook Live shows. And I felt, I just wasn't feeling it at the time, but eventually I ended up deciding to, and we would record our musicians from their homes, and they would send me their videos and I would sing live to their recorded tracks. So my dad was actually sitting next to me. We usually sit in front of a fire in the fireplace and basically talk about life and what's going on and how crazy the world is. And then I'd sing a couple of songs, and then that's basically it. It's called house arrest because you can't leave. You're stuck watching our show. unless you stop it.
It was a little bit like a I hate to say old time, but you know, like a little Christmas special. It was like that kind of thing where you would see Johnny Cash and family or whatever other musical families were gathered around together, and they would talk and tell stories and laugh and sing songs. And it was just a fun kind of little Christmas party.
Since we had fun.
Since things have opened up a little bit, do you have actual Christmas shows coming up?
I do. So I've been actually performing a lot, thank God, more and more. And I love that because I get to connect with my audience in person again, which I never took for granted. But I'll tell you what, the first show that I performed after the pandemic was so unbelievable because I couldn't get through it. I couldn't get through my songs because I kept getting emotional. Anytime I heard the audience laugh or clap or cry, just like being there and in that live experience, I'll never, ever, ever forget what it was like to not be able to hear that and just do a Facebook Live show. It, as special as that was, it's being live. There's nothing like it. So I do have, I might be doing another show, a Christmas house arrest show, just for fun. Because why not? So you might have that to look forward to.
You have on your website where you have events that people could go to besides just showing up at your house?
I do. Yes, I'm updating it. I'm doing that more and more. It's just my name, brynstanley.com.
Okay.
BrynnStanley.com.
Okay. Is that the best place for people to find you? They find links to your social media through there, or should they look for you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, you can definitely connect. Yep, I have links. Yep, you can click on right from my website, or you can go to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn, whatever you'd like. The only thing I still need to get involved in is TikTok. I haven't done that yet. I signed up, but I haven't done any videos yet. So
well, that's a start.
It's a lot.
So you've hinted that there might be a classic Christmas too, although you probably won't call it that. What else do you have before that comes out? Do you have anything on your agenda for the rest of this year or into 2022?
I do. I mean, I love performing at Shanghai Jazz. I'm there. It's one of my favorite spots in New Jersey. And we're definitely going to do a couple holiday shows. And I haven't talked about this a lot yet, but I'm writing new original songs, which I'm creating actually from my home studio. And I've been talking to my producer, Nick Dillinger, in California, and we've been collaborating from across the country, which has been interesting, challenging, and really fun. So I have a new song called Fed Up. I'll be releasing that soon as a single.
Soon being before the end of the year, you mean?
Hopefully before the new year. We haven't decided on a release date yet, but it probably will be before the new year.
I mean, I'm not trying to pin you down or any or.
No, it's okay. Where should I sign?
Very cool. We're looking forward to the new music, and I'll try and wait like another 6 months before I start pestering you about the new Christmas album.
You can pester me anytime. It just puts the pressure on and makes it happen. It's fine.
Well, I'm very curious, and I have my own ideas, sure, about songs that I think would be great for you, but I also know that really it's none of my business, so I should put out.
Well, listen, I would love to hear a couple. I love it. I'm open to hearing.
There was I'll give you one. Are you familiar with Nancy Wilson, the jazz singer, not the sister from Heart? Yeah. She did a Absolutely. Song called "That's What I Want for Christmas" that I think would be perfect for you.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's just.
Can you sing a little of it?
Not if I want anybody to listen to this podcast. No.
No, I can't wait to look it up.
Yeah, but yeah, I think that would be great. I'm gonna step back from trying to micromanage any more of that, but I think that would be a
not at all. I have to be honest with you. I actually love hearing what people love, because that's why I'm doing this. I mean, obviously I want to do songs that I love, but the whole reason I think I'm in this music career is to connect with people. So that brings me the most joy. I'd love to know the other song you're thinking.
The other song I'm thinking, and I just blanked out on who the original artist was, is called "All Those Christmas Clichés." It's another one that doesn't get, and I think it was a 90s song originally, but it was a jazz singer, and her name was Nancy Lamott, if I'm saying that correct. Lamott, "All Those Christmas Clichés." And I think that would be a good one too, just because it's one of those that doesn't get recorded a zillion times, and it's still a beautiful Christmas song.
You know? I can check it out.
So there's my two cents. I'm sure. Does that happen to you? I bet that happens a lot when people, whether they know you're a singer or they find out you're a singer, do they immediately tell you, "Oh, you should do this song. You should do that song."
They do, but I don't mind it unless they're asking for free bird. Usually if someone says, "Oh, can you play Freebird?" I say, "Oh, we just played it right before you came.
Just missed it.
I can't believe you missed it." Just missed it. I don't mind at all. I just think people are genuinely trying to connect and they're very interested. And I love that. How could I be upset about that?
Well, that's a terrific attitude to have. I know that there are plenty of artists who just want to do their own thing. And it gets tough because everybody has an opinion. And especially about music. And there are probably Christmas songs that you like that don't quite fit your style and your technique, so you probably won't record them. But most people who aren't in any part of the business have no idea about that, and they just want to hear you do Freebird, or they want to hear you do.
They do.
I'm trying to think of a Christmas song that would be like Freebird. I don't know that there is one. But you know, but you know,
and it's okay. Never take it personally. I only take it. I take it as a compliment that they think I can actually do it.
I'd love to hear it if sometimes you just decided to, just for fun, you did a Freebird single. That would be hilarious. There's a video.
I should do a release of covers.
Bryn, it has been so much fun talking to you, and I'm looking forward to new Christmas music in 2 years, but I'm looking forward to listening to your classic Christmas and letting that be a part of my holiday season and being able to play it on the Sounds of Christmas so it's a part of everybody else's too.
Oh my God. Well, that brings me more joy than you know. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me, and it's been a lot of fun with you. And maybe you could be a guest on House or Us one day. We'll see. I might have to audition you.
Oh, well, if you have to audition me, then I know how that will go. Because there's a reason.
I'm going to have you sing Freebird. I'm just going to give you a heads up.
Yeah, there's a reason that I do this instead of singing. And there's a grateful nation says, "God bless you."
Oh, my gosh. Well, such a pleasure.
And thank you for listening, helping us share some Christmas spirit, and for helping this podcast continue to grow. We're on a couple dozen different podcasting sites, and since you're listening to this now, you've obviously found us somewhere. But if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere that you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. Again, the website is www.soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.